One thing's for sure. After becoming a mother, our perspective on nearly everything has to change. The things we once saw one way, we are no longer capable of seeing them that way now that we have someone to love, care for, and essentially keep alive, right? You can no longer move how you once moved. You can't just get up and go as you please. You cannot just decide only for your sake anymore. Now we have to make sure we're actually doing what's best in the interest of our children. But this episode is specifically for the single mommies, because I once was a single mom, and before being put in an amazing position that led me to settle down, I experienced everything that comes with being a single mom. So I know firsthand that when it comes to single motherhood, dating is one of the hardest things to navigate, even when you're emotionally ready to get back out there. The changes that come with motherhood are not to be taken lightly. They create a boundary surrounding not only you, but your child as well. Not only do our perspectives change, but most of the time, so do our standards. What we were once willing to accept when dating, we can no longer accept because it just doesn't fit our new narrative as a mom. So how do we get back out there healthily? How do we make sure that we are staying true to ourselves and true to motherhood by being able to balance both? How do we learn to date without getting caught up in the same mess and drama that we did before? And how do we communicate our standards thoroughly and set our boundaries firmly so we're able to pinpoint whether or not we're getting what we desire and what we deserve? And if we're not, are we emotionally stable enough and secure enough to be able to walk away? Are we able to recognize when a situation is not healthy? Are we able to realize that we are giving more than we're getting? Are we able to realize that we're not ready and we need to retract our steps? Are we making sure that we're not just getting back out there because we're lonely? Sometimes becoming a single mom is sprung upon us. Not every situation would be like my own. I knew from the start. I was able to mentally prepare. I knew what this was going to entail. Well, not specifically what it was going to entail, but I knew that it would entail me doing it on my own, right? Sometimes moms don't become single moms until they've been with someone for 5 years, until they've been married to someone, and now you're divorced and you're a single mom because he decided to go on about his life, or this person does the pregnancy and they get scared when the baby gets here and they totally just run off. Sometimes single motherhood is sprung upon us. All of these things and more play a huge part in navigating dating while you're also navigating single motherhood. This episode will fully remove the stigma, hopefully. The stigma around men not wanting to date single moms. The stigma around women thinking that men won't want them because they're a single mom. Society saying that single moms don't deserve love and happiness after they've found themselves in a situation that just didn't work out, right? Because we know when a situation doesn't work out, women are always to blame. Choose better men. So we do that, right? And then society tells us that we don't deserve them because we chose wrong the first time, right? So hopefully this episode will remove all of that and it will get these mommies back outside, because I'm telling you from experience that that's simply not true. You do deserve love and happiness. It is out here for you to find. You just have to be a little bit more strategic in how you move now that you have someone else to worry about. So thank you for tuning in to episode 9 of Mommy Monologues. Get your groove back. This episode is sponsored by none other than Killer Cocktails, the best cocktail curating business around. Follow me on Instagram, click that link in my bio, and feel free to link with me on every single app, Instagram, Twitter, follow Mommy Monologues podcast, Killer Cocktails, where you can purchase my recipe books and things of that nature. And I also have a couple of other links in my bio that you will see, where you can go and vote for me to receive the Rising Star Award at the Chicago Excellence Awards Show on June 14th. So that link is there as well. Feel free to vote for your girl. Now let's get into it. So navigating the world as a single mother, right? Especially in the dating puddle of today. I call it a puddle, not a pool. It can feel like trying to solve a puzzle, but you can't see the pieces. So you're just going through with it, hoping that it fits. Navigating motherhood is already difficult enough. Doing it alone is a double whammy. And then wanting to believe that one day you won't have to do it alone, it is all such a delicate situation, especially emotionally. It's a delicate balance between wanting that companionship and that love and then making sure that you're doing what's right for your child and for yourself. But at the end of the day, as women, we have to face the cards. We're lovers, we're nurturers, we're innate beings. We want to do that. Do we get caught up along the way where we have to, put a shield up because of the situations that we've experienced? Yes. But deep down, we know that we want to be loved. We want our children to experience a happy home. We want to accept that, you know, it didn't work out with our child's fathers. And once we do accept that, and I know from experience, we actually come to find out that we do still deserve love after them, whether they loved us or not, whether we love them or not, whatever the situation may be, we still deserve a great, beautiful situation, even after that didn't work out. So how do we ensure that we're ready to do that healthily and correctly? Prioritize safety and security always, okay? So from experience, getting back into healthy dating while being a single mom, it was definitely like some juggling skills that I had to learn. Because first and foremost, it was imperative for me to prioritize my child's needs and ensure her safety and security. So for me, that meant being very selective about who I allowed into her life, romantically or platonically, it didn't matter. And you know, knowing when the right time is to introduce her to new people. I got very tight with this as she got older because she started to remember people. And there were certain instances where I definitely, did not take the right precaution and, you know, introduced her to some people that weren't going to be in her life long-term. So be very selective, you know, look at it twice, then look at it again and then make sure, because it's better safe than sorry. At the end of the day, you have to always put your needs first as well as your child's needs. But most importantly, you want to make sure that you're also putting yourself in strictly safe situations, okay? Because even when your children are not with you, you want to make sure you make it back to them. So make sure that you are also taking the correct precautions when you go on dates and you meet new men or even men from your past, whatever the situation may be. Make sure that you're also being safe. Be confident and be open. I think as mommies, we have a bad habit of feeling bad the moment that we take time away from our children. When in reality, those are the exact moments that are needed for, growth in our individuality, right? We need to continue to thrive in the separation of motherhood and womanhood. So we have to do what makes us happy in order to be at our happiest for our children. We have to believe that we deserve the love and the intimacy and the partnership that we've always envisioned. And then above that, we have to believe that it's still out there. We can't let a failed situation convince us that we don't deserve love. And not only that, we do, but I'm not going to find it because it's not out there, because I've clearly only had unsuccessful relationships, right? We want to remove the negative thoughts surrounding love out of our mind. We obviously have been let down because here we are with a child, no family for our child. And it is discouraging, but it does not have to be your end all be all. It's absolutely okay for you to get back out there when you're ready, but when you're ready, right? But do so without the mom guilt. If you know what you want, put yourself in the position to receive it. And that goes with anything, because you do deserve it, okay? Be honest up front. And I say this for so many reasons, because I mean, obviously honesty is the best policy regardless, but as a single mom, even if you weren't a single mom, even if, you know, you shared equal time with the child's father, being honest upfront about being a mother, period. I've heard many women say that they don't immediately tell a man that they have children. I do, simply because it kind of weeds them out a little bit. When a man hears that you have a child, they know off the rip. Well, if you're a present mom and they can tell that you're a person who takes motherhood serious, that tells them off the rip that you're not going to be at their beck and call. You're not going to always be available. They're going to have to really like take their time and plan with you, and like really like, it's not going to be no overnights. It's not going to be no really late nights. So that weeds out the the ones who can't handle it. And I'm not going to call them bad guys. It's just you want to know that they're not ready for your specific situation. So you've established a foundation and a routine that works for both you and your child, right? You're ready to date again, but it can be intimidating. So the biggest emotion that I felt when I was wanting to get back out there was insecurity. I was emotionally prepared because I was emotionally detached from everything. But I felt like, who would want me? I mean, men will desire you, but who would take me serious? And I mean serious in a way, because nothing about what I wanted prior to becoming a single mom had changed. I still wanted to be a wife. I still wanted a long-term relationship. I was still dating with purpose. There was nothing casual about what I was trying to do. I was very, very intentive about what I wanted. So that made me question, like, damn, like, would men look at me and see serious? Like, you just had a baby, girl. Like, what do you mean you're looking for something serious? So it was intimidating. It caused an insecurity. It was very, you know, like, ooh, awkward almost, because you're like, damn, I don't even think I still got it like that. And don't get me wrong, it had nothing to do with like this outside confidence. I was beautiful after my pregnancy, okay? I was thick. Face was clear. I had cut my hair again. Like, I felt amazing. But it went beyond that, okay? And then that thing about barely having any time. I was 26 when I had my baby. So at that point, I'm dating men older than me mostly. And, you know, men that want to take the initiative, they want to they want you to be available. And I couldn't be, because I was a single mom and I was an active, present mother. I wasn't just passing my baby off. So maybe a weekend here and there. And with men, oh my God, their attention span is very, very short. You have to keep the attention of a man to not see him between 2 weeks. Like, it was intimidating. It was difficult. But I had to remember that I wasn't just a mom. I'm a grown woman. I had a story before that. And any man of mine was going to ensure that that didn't make me any less than, that didn't make me any different. I deserve the same love, the same attention, the same patience as anyone else. And that is what I was looking for. So I was always upfront and honest about my situation. Shared enough for the person to know, but not enough where like I had to go too much into detail where I wasn't comfortable, but enough where if something about my single motherhood came out down the line, I didn't lie about anything initially, you know? So it was just realizing that my standards had changed as well, because now I'm not just dating for me. If I'm seriously dating, I'm doing this for my child as well. I have to make a good situation for her. I can't be playing around. So that being said, I didn't too much have my child around really any men. I just wasn't here for it. So at the end of the day, dating helped me realize what I wanted from my partner now. It was crazy how before my baby, it went from like, oh, do I even want to date this person? Like, you're looking at this person like, are we compatible? In what ways? What do we have in common? Like, do we have these things in common? And then it goes from like how to date as this blooming mother. And then you realize, like, damn, beyond that, like, I need someone, like, beyond compatibility, I need someone who understands my plight as a single mom and doesn't minimize my situation and doesn't try to take advantage of my situation. And that catapulted me into figuring out exactly what my ideal partner looked like for me and for my daughter. Because, like I said, I was still dating Tamiri. And that took some time to really figure out, like, what am I really looking for? And that took a pause in me dating, because it was just like, girl, like, And I didn't date a lot of men, like, in the span of my daughter's five now. haven't dated a lot of men, but the first few that I did date was like, hold on, back up. So that, you know, caused me to be like, girl, figure out what does your ideal partner look like, because these men are not it. So what even is the ideal partner, right? Because let's just note that this is my perspective, okay? But I feel like every woman should know this. You should have a list that you can like check those boxes and figure out what you're what's interchangeable, what you're willing to compromise on, things like that. I think that's very important. So I noticed early on that finding my ideal partner was about way more than compatibility, okay? It used to be like, oh, we share the same love for music. We could catch a vibe, great company. We might be able to drink a little bit. Oh, he loves the same food as me. We like the same type of movies. Like, oh, this could be something. This might can be something. Not anymore. Now it goes beyond that. Now those things are important, yes, but you want someone who actually respects your role as a mother, who embraces your role as a single mother. And that is important. Your ideal partner should see your children as an extension of who you are, not obstacles or inconveniences. They should never feel like or make you feel like they can't show up for you or can't do anything for you because your children are getting in the way. They should never make you feel bad indirectly or directly about taking care of your children. They shouldn't even so much as say their daddy ain't around, blah, blah, blah. Like, not even that. Like, there should never be any beating down of any sort in regards to you being a single mom from the person that you're choosing to share this part of you with. They should respect your boundaries, support your parenting decisions, and be someone that your children feel comfortable around. Healthy dating means setting boundaries and taking things slow. Don't rush into anything because you're eager to find love, okay? Take the time to get to know your potential partners. Assess their character. Assess their personality. Assess their compatibility with your lifestyle and your values. And participate with care and understanding. Do their lifestyles even match what you see for yourself and your children? They're out all the time. They're barely taking care of their own household, barely taking care of their own children if they have them, barely treating the mother of their children right, even though they aren't together. Like, you need to look at those things, because too often we ignore the red flags and we end up in the same situation again. The goal is to not do that. Every situation is not going to work out, no. But that doesn't mean that it has to be unhealthy. Unhealthy doesn't equate to had to end. The same way people stay together, and that doesn't mean that they're in a healthy relationship. It's the same thing with amicably splitting. It doesn't have to go south in a negative way for it to still have been a healthy situation, right? So at the end of the day, they should show compassion and patience in regards to your situation. When you can't make it, when you can't talk, you should never be berated for that, ever. Compatibility is definitely important, like I said, but love and affection and regard for the family unit is even more important, because take note that they know what was coming with you. You were open and honest about being a single mom. Now it's been a few months. You're letting them around your children and your environment, and they see. They knew what was coming with you. So the moment that they show any kind of negative reaction, you need to let them go. Even if it's a year in, it doesn't matter. And that's what I was talking about when I say having the strength to do that. Feeling strong enough and empowered enough to be like, yeah, I did give a little bit of me, but you're not it. I realized that, and I got to step on, whether it's 3 months or 3 years, it doesn't matter. That is the empowerment that we have to have as women when it comes to our children, because we're not just doing it for us anymore. And we shouldn't even do that when it's us. When it's just us, we should be able to say, oh, but especially when our children are involved, we never want to put them in a situation where they're watching us be treated less than, because all we're doing is teaching them to accept the same. Okay? So make sure the partner that you choose is not making you choose between them or your child. They should add value and enrichment to both of you all's lives. But in that same breath, like I said, can you pinpoint when they don't have your best interest? It doesn't matter if they've been wonderful up until that point. Do you got the strength to go? You got to love your children more. And we all know how difficult it can be to love ourselves more. I think we've all been through a little bit of that. I also want to touch on when you're a girl mom, okay? There's a different level of anxiety that comes with having a daughter. You have to worry about so much more, in my opinion, especially in regards to what they're exposed to, right? So I notice it's very difficult as well for a man to be more emotional or more sympathetic and empathetic toward a girl in comparison to how easy it is for them to be tough and hard on a boy. And you have to magnify every man that you meet in that aspect before you even allow them in your daughter's space. Especially in my case, my child is only around her biological dad maybe once or twice a year, right? So I did not have her around a lot of men, like I said, during my period of dating at all, especially not to the point of her seeing anything intimate, kissing, hugging, anything like that, right? So ironically, the first man that was around her to that level is my fiance now. But I didn't play that. It was literally him and another guy after him and then him. So it's like I didn't play that with her because the guy after him, my daughter was a little older. She was 3. So I was realizing how, because she didn't have that fatherly bond with her biological dad, I realized how quickly she attached to him, and he had a daughter too. So I realized how quickly she attached to him when she was around him. And it made me lock in and decide if this was something that I could see forever. And it wasn't. And I had to get out the gym because I didn't want to put her in a situation where I was taking another bond away from her. So I had to hurry up and like, and I promised that the next time, like I wouldn't play with it. And I didn't, because she wasn't around another man until my man now. We're literally getting married. That's practically her father at this point. So yeah. And I think that it's very important for us to stop thinking that our kids are young and they don't retain stuff and they don't see how situations play out and go down and they don't remember people and they don't have feelings in regards to the bonds that they create with people, because they definitely do. At the end of the day, my fiance doesn't have any children. So our situation is very, very new for all of us, especially my baby, because it's her first time being in a parented household. So, it works for us though. Like, he respects my mothering. He respects my boundaries in regards to her. He respects her boundaries. He's patient. He's loving. He's kind. He's very present with her. It took for me to get out of my own way to allow for this to happen, because I was very untrustworthy, because I felt like, damn, like her own dad, you know, whopped bam, like, wow. It took a lot for me to let somebody else in her life. But I'm glad I did. And even though it wasn't overnight, it was amazing when it finally did all come to fruition. So understand, like I said, dating while navigating motherhood, but especially single motherhood, takes time, it takes patience, it takes trust, and healthy dating means setting boundaries and taking things slow. At the end of the day, you have to understand that you won't always be available. Who you're dealing with has to understand that you won't always be available. Sometimes the moment you're not available, that is when someone shows their true colors, right? So be alert. Never be so jaded and so caught up in whatever y'all have going on that you can't realize obvious shifts in behavior or change in attitude. You have to come first. Your children have to come first. Don't make excuses for a man, because with one comes 10. You make the first one, you look up, you've made 100. Don't make excuses for a man in regard to your life and your children's lives, because they're one. And the moment you start making those excuses, you're starting to let them down immediately. It's okay to take breaks and focus on yourself. A person that you're dealing with that understands should understand that. It's okay if you can't make it. It's okay if you need a week. It's okay if you have to get this together. It's okay if you're mentally drained and can't talk right now. That is okay. And the person that you're dealing with intimately should understand that. If someone feels a negative way about that, remove them from your life. Don't feel like you're stuck simply because you don't want another failed situation. It's either going to fail today or next year. By next year, you could be healed. So you choose. But what's not meant to be will never be, no matter how bad you try to make it so. Okay? Don't let anyone, especially not a potential partner, make you feel like they're the only person who's going to want you. Don't let them bash you for being a single mother. Because just like everything else, men only don't like single moms on social media. Okay? In real life, that's not true. Take it from me. Not only am I getting married, but I'm marrying a man who doesn't have children. That's another thing that they say. Oh, that's so impossible. No man without children would ever want a woman with children. She is tainted. She's damaged goods. She's this, she's that. My man was able to see that I was not only a good mother, but a good woman through and through. Through and through. It was crystal clear. And I'm glad he saw that because I love our little family. Like, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. And I feel like I did a damn good job making up for where I dropped the ball at the first time around. I can't even call it a mistake because I wouldn't have her. It's not a mistake. I did drop the ball on choosing for her, but I didn't drop the ball on choosing her. And I made sure that I made up for that the second time around. Second time around. But yeah, so I say all that to say, yeah, don't let anybody make you feel any kind of way about choosing. At the end of the day, that's almost indirectly saying you regret becoming a mom if you make somebody feel a way about choosing your child, okay? It comes with ups and downs. It comes with ups and downs. But you have to understand that the first person you date might not be the person that you end up with, and that's okay. We move, okay? In the end, navigating single motherhood while getting back into healthily dating is all about finding that delicate and intricate balance between love, responsibility, and self-care. It won't always be easy, but with patience, honesty, and courage, I think that we all can find our way. And I really should say you all, because I don't have to worry about that right now, well, anymore. But I definitely think that patience and courage is something that played a huge part in me finding my situation, thriving in it, basking in it, appreciating it, loving it, and getting comfortable in it. So being a single mom doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your chance at finding love and happiness. It just means that you have to approach it with a little bit more precaution and care, because at all times, our actions reflect the legacy that we are building for our families. And that brings me to today's Mommy's Mirror. So as I reflect on today's episode, I just want to leave my mommies listening with this. Navigating single motherhood while getting back into healthy dating is undoubtedly a journey filled with ups and downs, but it's also an opportunity for growth, self-discovery, and ultimately finding love and companionship that enriches your life and your children's lives. You get the chance to revive that spark in you and relearn yourself all over again, what you want, what you don't want. Remember, you're not solely defined by your role as a mother. You're an individual aside from that, okay? You're a woman with your own needs, your own dreams, desires, aspirations. You need to embrace your journey and embrace your worth. Know what you deserve. Know that what you deserve is love, is happiness, and fulfillment in every aspect of your life. Become so confident that nobody can tell you anything different. In a way, allowing people to make you feel shame for becoming a single mother is almost saying that you regret your children. So in the end, we chose them. So if we made that choice, why would we give someone else the power to make us feel shame? There's nothing wrong with still wanting what you've always wanted, just because something didn't end up the way that you wanted it to the first time. You still deserve love. Just make sure that you're emotionally and mentally ready to get back out there, because trust me when I tell you, there will be no red carpet laid at your feet welcoming you back to the streets, okay? You have to be smart. You have to be attentive. You have to stand firm on your boundaries. You have to take the time to prioritize yourself, your children, set standards, be selective about who you allow into you all's lives. Trust your instincts. Be aware and be honest about your position as a single mom. And never settle for anything less than what you truly deserve. And never let anyone tell you that you don't deserve that. And don't do anything to convince yourself that you don't deserve that. But most importantly, I always say, know that you're not alone, okay? There is a community of single mothers with the same plight, navigating the same challenges that you are. Lean on each other for support. Share your experiences. Celebrate your victories together. Because at the end of the day, I don't know about y'all, but I love seeing women loved on correctly. But it hits way different when it's after a bad situation. I don't know if y'all feel the same way, but it's something about watching a woman be loved correctly after a man tried to really bring her down, okay? So I'm an advocate 100% for women getting back out there when they're ready. So to all the single mommies embarking on this journey, you're not alone. Please keep an open mind, an open heart, and open eyes, okay? I truly believe that you got this. Remember to stay true to yourself and know that the love that you deserve is definitely out there and it's waiting for you. So after you turn this episode off, I want you to go look at yourself and tell yourself that you do deserve the love that you envision, because you do. And that is Mommy's Mirror. Thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 9 of Mommy Monologues. As I always say, those who can relate, please like, comment, share, and tap in. And those who can't, please send it to somebody who can. I will see y'all next week, because I gotta go be a mom.